peace to you, brothers, sisters, and friends. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, we begin our service this morning. Would you all please pray with me? Lord Jesus, we thank you so very much, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we gather before you today, and we gather before these symbols of love. And Lord, we gather before you on this very day that to remember you and what you have done for us. And Lord, the wondrous work of salvation that you accomplished for us on the cross. And Lord, not only did you die for us, O Lord, but yes, O Lord, you went into hell. And Lord, you came out of it victoriously, O Lord. And Jesus, you are ascended on high at the Father's right hand. And you are the risen Lord, O God. Jesus, we pray that this day you would enthrone in our midst. O Lord, we pray this day you would enthrone in our hearts. Lord, we pray this day you would be enthroned in our praises, O God. Release unto us the fountain of praise. Jesus, you are worthy of praise at all time. Oh, Lord Jesus, we give you our very best this day. We praise Jesus in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Would you all please stand?
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you our King. Thank you.
Be exalted, O God! Hallelujah, to the name of Jesus Christ. 因此我们每当我们吃喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念他。我们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到主的再来。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。 因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。就愿在我们中间所有的已经受浸的弟兄姊妹，在饮用在吃饼喝杯之前，先照着主的吩咐省察自己的罪，然后领受。在我们中间所有的还没有信主、还没有受浸的朋友们，当饼杯传过来的时候，请您就让这个饼杯传过去。您不要饮用这个饼和这个杯。我们也欢迎。 有一天也盼望有一天，我们这些所有福音朋友们能够和我们一样，能够相信、接受主的救恩，成为主的儿女，然后有一天和我们一样，在主里面来吃他、喝他、与他联合。
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，你不走这条十字架的道路。主啊，我们人生在罪恶过犯当中。 主啊，我们若在死的形状与你联合，也要在你复活的形状与你联合，因为我们知道救人与你同定十字架是罪胜灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。哦，耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，你走这条道路，让我们有一个又新又活的道路，让我们能够与你联合。主啊，都是你在十字架劳苦的工价，我们感谢赞美你。愿今天你的名在这大被高举，主啊，我们要荣耀你的名。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
主啊，在复活的日子，在饼杯的面前，主啊，我们欢喜快乐，我们把敬拜赞美都归给你。你从死里复活，以大能显明你是神的儿子。主啊，又借着恩典，主让我们能够在与你的复活的生命有份。主，哈利路亚！今天早上你在我们中间行走，主啊，让我们都充满了复活的能力。
Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning we are all standing here. We are amazed your love toward us. This morning we remember your death. On the cross you bore our sins. Oh, you died for all the sinners. And because of your salvation we can be here this morning. We're singing this song. We're looking at this bread. We're looking at this cup. We know, Lord Jesus, you loved us. Amen. You gave all yourself to us. Amen. Lord Jesus, this morning we appreciate your love. We say, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. We worship and give you all our thanks.
Amen.
We pray in your precious name.
Amen.
主，我们感谢赞美你。早上势力在你面前的实在是一群罪人。我们之所以可以来到这里，实在因为你的救恩已经为我们成就。哦，桌上的标记之物就是证明，耶稣神的儿子竟然为我们罪人死了，且死在十字架上。 哦，基督成为我们的成了罪，哦，这何等奇妙的救恩！主，我们感谢赞美你。早上我们再来的带着感恩的心在你面前来领受。哦，这身体，这饼是在预表主的身体为我们众人裂开的。哦，这杯是预表的你为用你的宝血为我们所立定的心愿。早上我们众人再来吃里喝里，实在是因为你的恩典，我们吃里喝里都是在你的里面。 我们人虽多，虽然仍然是一个杯。哦，我们人虽多，虽然仍然是一个杯。在你的里面成为合一。主，我们感谢赞美你。主，愿早上咱们领受之前，求主你自己亲自加上祝福。哦，亲自为将这饼为我们擘开，亲自将这杯为我们领导，请祷。我们带着感恩的心来领受。哦，主，愿主早上咱们众人中间得到赞美，以我们众人的赞美为宝座。哦，我们的吃里喝里的时候，就照着你的吩咐的纪念你。
求主在天上来纪念我们，谢谢主，愿长老主自己得到荣耀。祷告赞美奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。 的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
有一日天上充满颂赞声音，有一日黑暗笼罩全人类，主耶稣竟然解铜铝成肉身，住在人中间，显出神光辉。
有一日世人领他到骷髅地，有一日羞辱使他心苦楚，
被钉十字架上，终身压上犁荠，担当我罪，
他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍子，用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊，又吐唾沫在他脸上，拿苇子打他的头，带他出去要钉十字架。从五镇到深处，遍地都黑暗了。约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。忽然，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。地也震动，磐石也崩裂。百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并所经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。”
有一日世人留他独在人中，有一日他心无痛苦，天使从天来看守他的目动，不忘这指望是耶稣我主，他生为爱我，他死为救葬，为要除去我罪孽，他复活而升天，我正义得胜，一日他再来接我进荣耀。主，他已复活。
栅栏不能够拦住你。哦，阴间的权柄在你身上一点果效、一点力量也没有。我们的救主已经从坟墓里面起来了，胜过仇敌，大大的纵开。你得胜，今天相信你的人也要得胜。哈利路亚，赞美你。
赞美主，你的坟墓是空的。Amen. 今天在你的儿女身上，死亡的毒钩在我们身上没有任何的权势。Amen. 感谢赞美主。
Amen. 这主，我们感谢赞美你。那空的坟墓，实在是你已经复活的明证。哦，早上我们众人都来高礼，那个、神的羔羊。哦，因为你是主，哦，万骑都要向你跪拜，万口都要向你承认，耶稣是主，你复活的主，找到你复活的大能在我们这边来运行，哦，是众人都在里面敞开我们的口，敞开我们的心，把你当得的赞美来归给你，荣耀归给我们的神，哈利路亚归羔羊，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Praise God. God is here.
Amen. Amen.
So you may feel free to worship today. 我们用中文或是用英文。Let's just feel free to worship God. 你想坐的，你想站的，你想跪的都可以。Hopefully at some point you guys will all stand again and join us. But not because we sing so beautifully, but just because you want to stand in the presence of the King and give him all the praise and glory.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
在这里聚集就是要来高举你。
We assemble here to exalt you.
天上地上地底下没有一个名字高过你。
There's no greater than in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
因为父神已经将那超乎万名之上的名赐给你了。
Because the Father God has given you a name above all names.
哦，今天我们在这里，在31318 worship Santa Clara, 我们要高举我们的主。高举耶稣基督。
Exalt Jesus Christ.
高举神的儿子。
Exalt the Son of God.
愿他在我们中间居首位。
So that he will have first
place. 他当得的荣耀都在这里，能够借着我们的赞美能够得着。
And so our praises will be glorified.
愿今天在全地奉主耶稣的名聚集的地方，你都得着高举。
哈利路亚。All assemblies today on earth.
哈利路亚，赞美主。我们这样子的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们并不是信息从现在开始。
Our message did not just start here.
这今天复活节整个的信息从9:30就已经开始。
Our entire Easter service started at 9:30.
我也看见我们今天在座好像有一些小朋友哈。
And I also see some children here.
我们可不可以请平常在儿童主日学的小朋友，但今天来参加这个大人的聚会，我们请他们站起来，好不好
？And may we invite all the children to please stand up.
啊，他们可能要站在椅子上哈。你们来看到没有？我们欢迎欢迎。
We welcome you.
今天是一个很特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
所以我们邀请我们全家大小能够来的，我们都一起在这里。庆祝耶稣基督从死里面复活。
That's why we invite all our families to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus with us.
那我小的时候，我跟我爸爸妈妈到教堂去。
When I was young, I used to go to church with my parents.
我每个礼拜天去，其实我听不太懂到底他们在讲什么。
Every Sunday I went, but I didn't quite understand what they were talking about.
我们那个时候也没有这个小孩子的儿童，所谓儿童主日学。
At that time, we did not have children's Sunday school.
他们念的经文我也听不太懂。
And I did not understand the scripture they were reading.
但是我却留下一个很深刻的印象。
But I was left with a deep impression.
我在那里学会敬畏神。
Because there I learned to fear God.
我学会了教堂应该是应该有神同在的地方。
And I learned that church is where God's presence is.
所以我在那里，我每一次去的时候，我都非常，比我在学校里面还乖。
So when I went there, I used to behave much better than when I was at school.
对，今天我们实在是很高兴，好，我们有这么多的孩子跟爸爸妈妈一起坐在这里敬拜神，我们很少有这个机会。
Today we're so happy to see children worshiping God together with parents.
我小的时候常常就坐在我爸爸妈妈的旁边去听那些听不懂的道。
When I was young, I used to sit with my parents to listen to sermons which I do not understand.
但是我们盼望今天呢，前面的诗歌大家都应该看唱得懂，听得懂吧。
But at least we could understand the songs we were singing, right?
那接下来我们有一点短短的信息啊，我们也盼望呢，真的是我们从五岁的到九十岁的，我们都能够明白。
And then now we're going to have a short message, and I hope that all of us from 5-year-old to 90-year-old can understand.
因为我们要讲一个非常简单的信息。
This message will be very simple.
今天的信息呢，其实都在我们的这个你们手上拿的这个单子里面。
Actually, the message
右边这所有的经文就是我们今天要传的信息。
Actually, the message and the scriptures are all printed on your program sheets.
从他的来到世上
from his coming to the world.
他的死
and his death,
他的复活
his resurrection,
他的升天
his ascension into heaven,
一直到他的再来
until his coming again.
那耶稣的生和死都是历史上可以明明可以证明可以查到的。
The birth and the death of Jesus are very evident historically.
所以没有什么人否认。
So nobody would deny it.
但是在圣经里面记载耶稣从死里复活。
But yet the Bible tells us that Jesus resurrected from the dead.
确实在历史上许多的人一直要否定这件事情。
But yet many people throughout the history try to deny it.
那刚刚在诗歌中间提到说空的坟墓可以证明。
But yet as the song we just sang, the empty grave can prove it.
耶稣已经从死里面复活了。
That Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
是的，今天我们要相信那个坟墓已经空了。
Yes, today we believe the grave is empty.
十字架也空了。
And the cross is also empty.
所以如果你身上要带一个什么十字架或者要画一个十字架上面不要有人呢。
So if you're going to wear a cross or you're going to draw a cross,
因为耶稣不在那个十字架上，是不是？
Because Jesus is no longer on the cross.
如果今天你到以色列去，他们说在耶稣从前埋葬的那个坟墓。
If you go to Israel today and visit the tomb that was supposedly Jesus was buried there,
你看到的时候，它上面就写说他不在这里。
But if you go there, you will see on the tomb it says he's not here.
到哪里去了？他已经复活了。
Because he's risen.
今天空的坟墓、空的十字架、空的裹尸布，都在这里证明说，耶稣已经不受死亡的拘禁，他已经复活了。
So all the empty tomb, the empty cross, and his burial linen cloth all prove that he is resurrected from the dead. He's no longer bound by death.
如果他今天死了就死了，那我们就没有什么盼望。
If he's dead and remain dead, then we are without hope.
那中国人，我们相信我们的祖先死了以后可以保护我们，有没有这样？
We Chinese people believe that our ancestors can protect us after they die.
我们没信主以前，哈，都相信说我的祖先死了以后他可以保护我的，有没有？
Did we all believe before we were Christians that we believe our ancestors after they die?
你们都这么勇敢啊！我记得从前没有信主的时候，你如果走黑路的话，你可能就会想到你也许叫你的奶奶啊，或者你的爷爷啊，或是什么，对不对？他已经死了，然后你就希望他来保护你。
So before we were Christians, when we were afraid, say like in darkness, we used to cry out to our grandfather or great grandparents to protect us.、Right?
我们现在应该了解他不能够保护我们。
But now we probably know they cannot protect us.
因为他死了就死了。
Because they were dead and remained dead.
他如果连自己的死他都没有办法掌握，都没办法胜过，你想他对我们的忧虑，我们的害怕，他有什么办法呢？
If they could not even overcome their own deaths and control their life, how could they do anything about the things that we worry about?
但是只有一个人，他今天从死里面复活，而且就不再死了。
But there's only one person who resurrected from the dead, and he's no longer dead.
他就是神的儿子。
And he's the Son of God.
因为这位神的儿子从死里复活，所以我们才有盼望。
Because the Son of God resurrected from the dead, therefore we have a hope.
所以我再一次的说，空的十字架、空的坟墓、空的裹尸布，都是证明。
So let me say that again. The empty tomb, the empty cross, and also the linen burial cloth all prove that he is risen and we have hope and promise.
那我们现在有个问题了。
And now I have a question.
他复活以后他到哪里去了呢？
After he resurrected, where did he go?
然后呢？
And what's next?
所以我们用短短一点的圣经，我们一点的时间，我们要来看主耶稣，他在最后的时候，他怎么样来交代他走了以后，他死了以后，他到哪里去？
So now we're going to look at a scripture passage to see what Jesus said about after his resurrection. Where was he going to go?
You 们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God.Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going.And how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Thank you. 谢谢。在前一章的圣经里面，耶稣最后一个晚上告诉门徒。
So in this chapter of this Bible, the last night Jesus told his disciples.
他还有不多的时候与他们同在。
That he will be with them not much longer.
啊，嘱咐他们要彼此相爱。
So he told them to love one another.
然后耶稣接着就讲了这么一段话。
And then Jesus said to them.
他第一句话说。你们心里不要忧愁。
The first thing he said, let not your heart be troubled.
你们信神也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
我想我们大多数的人对于别离都是很忧愁的。
I believe most of us are very anxious about separation.
尤其是对我们所爱的、所依靠的、说有就说需要他的，我们常常对于他们的别离，我们都是很忧愁的。
It's about separation, especially from the loved ones or the ones that we depend on.
我们会忧愁再也看不见对方。
We may be worried that we will no longer see them.
会忧愁以后怎么办
？And what What's next? What about the future?
忧愁，如果什么事情发生，那谁来处理？
What if something happened? Who's going to take care of it?
有一个年轻人呢，有一次祷告会来完了以后，他跑来跟我讲。
A young person came to me after a prayer meeting one time.
他说：“念慈阿姨，我每次听见你或者于叔叔身体不好，我都好害怕。”
Says, "Oh, Sister Nancy, I'm always worried whenever you say you or brother you are not healthy."
我就笑笑看着他，我说：“你害怕什么？”
Then I ask him, "What are you afraid of?"
他说：“不知道，我就是很害怕。”
He says, "I don't know. I'm just worried."
大概怕我们。不到时候我们就去找点建筑了。
Maybe he's afraid that we might go to see the Lord much sooner.
我有最近看到一个笑话，他说用英文讲，他说 If you love the Lord so much, then you can text while you are driving. 就说你如果这么爱去建筑的话呢，你就一边开车一边打短讯。
That's a joke.
但是我们通常对这个别离，我们对死亡，我们都会很害怕。
But we usually very afraid of separation and death.
那我不晓得在座你们有没有忧愁。
I don't know if you have any worries.
有的人说他都不忧愁，我很羡慕这种人。
I really admire some people say they never worry.
但是我觉得你如果不忧愁，你也缺少了一个福分。
But then I think if you never worry, then you're missing out a blessing.
你不知道怎么样在忧愁中神可以他的平安可以大过你的忧愁。
Because then you miss the chance to experience that God's peace can be greater than your worries.
你因为信神也信他的儿子，你就能够不受忧愁。
But because if you believe in God and in His Son, then you can be without worry.
我就比较容易忧愁。
I'm a person who likes to worry a lot.
我前一阵子发生了一个不算很小的车祸。
Not long ago, I had an accident that was not very small one.
有三辆警车，一个救护车，一个这个火消防车，通通都来了。哇，我从来没见过这种阵仗，吓死我了。
Okay, three police cars, one ambulance, and one fire truck came. So I never seen such scene before.
但是感谢主，后来我们两个，那是我的错哈，我开车打瞌睡，结果我撞了人家，所以你们都不能学我。
So it was my fault. I dozed off while driving, so I hit someone. So don't learn it from me.
感谢主呢，就后来呢，我们两个驾车的人呢，都可以自己开车回家。虽然我的车子坏了。
But thank God, even though our cars got damaged, but both drivers were able to drive home.
但是我一个多礼拜前，我听说对方呢，他请了一个律师。
But about a week ago, I heard that the other person hired a lawyer.
哎呀，那我就开始很忧愁。
Then I started to worry.
我不晓得到底最后的结果会怎么样。
Because I don't know what would be the consequence.
但是这样子的忧愁，就是在我们的生活中有很多这样子类似的忧愁，是不是？
So such things are very common in our life, isn't it?
要比起生跟死，比起死亡来带来的忧愁，那是不能够比。
But even though they cannot be compared with the worries from death.
而今天这些门徒们他们的忧愁，因为主耶稣死了以后，他们可能要面对很多很多的状况是他们现在没有办法面对的。
Now back to the Bible, the disciples were worried because after Jesus' death, then they might have to face some circumstances that they were not able to handle.
他们要遇见很多的为难，很多的逼迫，下监，甚至他们的性命都可能失去。
They might encounter troubles, persecution, imprisonment, even loss of their lives.
那今天我们在这个世界的基督徒，如果我们心里面不会因为我们的信仰而有任何的为难，我想可能怎么说？可能不是很正常的一件事情， so, 不是应该的事情。
So today, even Christians, it's very normal that we encounter troubles.
那如果今天我们因为信仰的缘故，在这个世界，在这个世代而受到为难，主耶稣说：“你们不要忧愁。”
But today, if we encounter troubles because of our faith and belief, Jesus says, "Do not worry."
这些门徒们他们的忧愁，当主耶稣复活以后，第一次向他们显现。在那个显现的里面，门徒们的忧愁就被平安所代替。
Because after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he appeared to the disciples for the first time, and he said, "Peace be with you." And that took away disciples' worries.
圣经里面说，这些的门徒里面就喜乐起来了。
And the Bible says, then these disciples started to rejoicing.
那在这一件圣经里面呢，耶稣接着告诉这些的门徒说他要去的地方是什么地方。
Then Jesus told the disciples where he was going to go. Where?
去哪里？
Where is he going to go?
去天父的家。
He's going to the Father's house.
他说在我父的家里有许多的住处。
And he says there are many mansions in my Father's house.
他去天父的家里面。
So he's going to the Father's house.
那我们对于别人或者我们离开世界以后要去的地方，第一我们不知道要去哪里。
So about where are we going to go after death? Actually, we do not know.
那第二，因为我们不知道，所以我们很害怕。
But because of this unknown, we are afraid.
那我们并不是人死如灯灭一了百了。有没有人这样子还这样子觉得的？你觉得人死如灯灭一了百了？
Because when we die, you know, death is not like lights out and then we just disappear forever, forever gone.
可能我们信耶稣以前我们有这样子的想法。
Maybe we used to think this way.
但是不是很有把握。
But we were not quite sure about it either.
人人都有一死。
Everyone will face death.
但是肉身死了还有一个灵魂。
But do you know that after the death of our physical body, our spirit remains?
小朋友，你们知不知道有你们还有一个灵魂是不死的？
Little children, do you know that you have a spirit that will never die?
Samuel 晓不晓得？
Samuel, do you know?
我们教会太多 Samuel, Samuel 王。
Samuel 王。
你知不知道你还有人有一个不死的叫什么？
Do you know that we have something that will never die?
Spirit, yeah, 我们的 soul 跟我们的灵魂是不死的。
Because our soul and spirit will not die.
那但是呢，我们这个不死的呢，要不死的这个灵魂要去什么地方呢
？But where is gonna our spirit gonna go after we die?
如果我们要去的地方是我们熟悉的地方，或是有我们所熟悉的人在那里，我们去可能就不害怕了，是不是
？But if we're going to somewhere we're familiar with or there's someone we know, then we will not be so afraid.
我跟余弟兄呢，可能分开最久的一段时间，就是我从念大学认识他到现在，我们三十几年最久的一次分开是在我们念完大学以后。
I've known my husband for over 30 years, and the longest separation we have had was after he graduated from college. We graduated from college.
然后他来美国念书，念研究所。
He came to America for grad school.
那我留在大学里面当助教。
And I remained as a teaching assistant at my university.
我们说好了呢，他念完了书，拿到学位以后，他就回学校来教书。
And we agreed that after he got his degree, he will come back to our school to teach.
那后来呢，我们改变了计划，变成我要去。
Then we had a change of plan that I was going to come to America.
然后我要去的时候，我对于这个美国是完全没有任何的概念。
I had no idea about America at that time.
那你们要想说，那是三十几年前，我们没有什么资讯，非常的不发达。
So it was more than 30 years ago, and then the information was not very available.
我要来美国的时候，我妈妈还问我说，要不要带个脸盆来。
When I was about to come to America, my mom even asked me if I want to bring a basin to wash my face.
我不知道美国有什么东西。
Because we did not know what if there's anything in America.
所以我但是呢，我来怕不怕
？Do you think I was afraid about coming? Yes.
但是呢，又不怕。
But then no. On the other hand,
为什么
？Why?
因为有我一个很熟悉的人在这里。
Because there's someone I'm very familiar with.
我一下飞机我就知道他在那里接我。
And I know that he's going to meet me at the airport.
那今天也是一样。
And today is the same way.
我们那个不死的灵魂在我们肉身死了以后要去一个地方。
Because our spirit after our physical body dies will go to a place.
这个地方是我们天父的家。
And that place is our Father's house.
有耶稣基督这位陪伴我们一生的亲爱的救主，他已经先到那里去。
And Jesus Christ who walks with us throughout our lifetime is there already.
为我们预备地方。
And he's preparing a place for us.
所以还怕不怕？
So are you still afraid?
不怕，虽然可能我们不会在开车的时候打短讯，但是至少我们心里不怕，因为我们知道有人在那里，是不是
？I know that we will not be afraid, even though we will not text while driving.
我在大学的时候，有次在学校也受到很大的委屈。
When I was in college, once I was greatly wronged by someone.
我不晓得在座的年轻人，你在学校里受的委屈，你最想去的地方是哪里？
I don't know about young people. If you are wronged by someone, where do you want to go first?
会不会很想念家，很想家
？Would you miss home and want to go home？
我那个时候就很想，我是在外面念大学，我很想家，想我爸爸妈妈的家。
I was living in the dorm. I really missed home at that moment.
今天我们在地上也是一样。
Today is the same way when we are on earth.
有时候我们受了痛苦，受了委屈，
sometimes,
我们想念我们天父的家。
Sometimes we encounter trouble, we suffer, and we miss our home in heaven.
不管受了多少的委屈，一想到天父的家，心里面就得安慰。
No matter how much suffering we go through, soon as we think about the Father's house, we will be comforted.
帮我关一下灯。
One evening, Jesus was eating supper with his disciples. He was trying to explain to them that he was going away, and they could not go with him. They didn't know that he was talking about his death on the cross. He told them not to be sad and promised to come back for them someday. He was going to heaven to prepare a place in his Father's house that would be big enough for all God's children.
From John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions in my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions in my Father's house.
着非常肯定的对他的门徒说：“我一定要来接你们到我那里去。”
And then Jesus further affirmed them that I will come back and receive you to me.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
So that wherever I am, there you will be also.
耶稣跟我们很多人一样，他因着爱我们的缘故，他最好他在哪里，所有他爱的人都在一起。
And for the sake of love, that Jesus wants all he loves to be with him.
我想门徒们应该很安心了。
I'm sure disciples at this moment are probably comforted.
因为主说他还要再来接他们去。
Because the Lord promised that he will come back and receive them.
在圣经中提到主耶稣的第二次再来。
Actually, the Bible mentioned about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
我想我们会很惊奇。
And we will be amazed.
超过2500次。
Do you believe, The Bible mentioned more than 2,500 times.
因为就是怕我们不相信。
Because God is afraid that we will not believe.
所以圣经一再地告诉我们说他还要再来。
So the Bible keeps telling us that he will come back again.
但是门徒呢，有了这些的资讯，他们当时并不，他虽然听见了，但是并没有完全相信。
But at that moment, even though the disciples heard it, they could not really understand or believe.
一直到圣灵降下来，主耶稣也向他们显现，圣灵降下来在使徒行传记载他们后来的事情之后，他们才真的相信。
Until Jesus appeared to them after resurrection and the Holy Spirit came and then they finally believed. These things were recorded in the book of Acts.
有一次他们在美门，彼得和约翰看到一个乞丐，一个瘸腿的。
Once at the temple gate, Peter and John saw a beggar there.
然后他就看着那个乞丐，他说：“金和银我都没有，我奉耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走。”
And he says, "Silver and gold I have not, but in the name of Jesus the Nazareth, I command you to rise up and walk."
那这个素来在圣殿门口乞讨的这个人呢，他就站起来就行走，跳着赞美神。
And this beggar who was lame started just jump up and started walking and right and jumping, praising God.
哎呀，旁边的人都很惊奇啊。
And people were amazed.
哎，彼得就对他们说：“你们为什么惊奇呢？”
And Peter said, "Why are you so amazed?"
啊，以色列人啊，你为什么把这件事情当作稀奇呢
？Or may Israelites, why do you marvel at this?
他说：“我们今天所奉的拿撒勒耶稣的名，他是你从前你们杀了的那个生命的主。”
Today we pray in the name of Jesus Nazareth, whom is the life, the Prince of Life that you killed.
但是神却叫他从死里复活了。
But yet God has raised him from the dead.
就是因为信他的名，所以叫这个人健壮了，他能够起来行走。
And because we believe in his name, that this person is made whole and is able to walk.
所以是的，有什么稀奇呢
？Yes, why do we marvel?
如果今天神的儿子可以从死里面复活，我们奉他的名做什么事能够发生，有什么稀奇呢
？Why do we marvel if today the Son of God indeed raised from the dead? Then why do we marvel if we can command, we can pray in His name and things will happen?
这是为什么？其中的一个原因，为什么我们常常祷告要奉这个耶稣基督的名字
？That is why when we pray, we say we pray in the name of Jesus.
所以、今天我们也盼望我们也许今天有很多的资讯但是到底我们是不是真的相信呢
Today we might have received much information but do we believe?
盼望我们也能够很肯定的说
I hope that we can all say it with assurance
我们所信的主已经从死里复活了
That the Lord we believe in has resurrected from the dead
也像门徒一样我们就来跟随他
And just like the disciples we start to follow him
一个从死里复活神的儿子你不跟随他跟随谁呢
If Son of God raised from the dead whom else can we follow
我们要 跟随那个连自己的死亡都不能胜过的人吗
Should we still follow the man who cannot even overcome their own death
我们真的相信我们就一定跟随
If we truly believe we will follow him
但是多马就问说主啊我们不知道你要到哪里去那怎么知道那条路呢
But then one of his disciples Thomas says ifLord, we do not know where you're going and how do we know the way?
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
And Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth and life.
其实这句话的重点是我就是道路
So the emphasis is that I am the way.
因为这个是对多马的回答
Because this is the answer to Thomas' question.
英文说 I am the way.
The I am the way, the way.
不是 I am a way.
So it's not like I am away.
所以我们很多我们要去一个地方，常常有很多地方，对不对？很多条路。
If we want to go to some place, usually there are many routes to get there.
但是去天父的家里只有一条路。
But yet there's only one way to Heavenly Father's house.
耶稣说：“我就是那条路。”
And Jesus says, "I am the way."
如果我们以为要去天父的家，也跟我们要去。要去九九超级市场一样，我们有很多地很多条路都可以去。
Please do not think that going to Father's house is just like going to Ranch 99. There are many ways to get there.
而你觉得说，哎呀，信耶稣也不过就是信那个众神仙里面中间的一个。
Or you might think that believing in Jesus is like believing one of the gods or one of the fairies.
那我们真的是大错特错。
Then we will be we are wrong.
因为只有一条路你可以到天父的家里
Because there's only one way to the Father's house
只此一家别无分号
There's only one way, no others
那如果说你以为做好事
And if you think that by doing good
你不犯错
Or being perfect
你很虔诚的拜阿拉
Or you worship Allah
你一天敲十个小时的木鱼
Or you re-chant or chanting
你奉献给教宗很多的钱
or you offer much money
你受吃苦受罪
or you suffer much
到很多的穷人中间
or you go to the poor
都不行
none of these work
都是很好的事
yes they are all very good
但是主耶稣说要去我天父的家里面只有一条路
but yet Jesus says there's only one way to the Father's house
所以主耶稣他要来接我们
And Jesus will come back to receive us
而我们今天在地上
But yet today we're on earth
圣经中给我们一个非常好的身份
Bible has given us a very wonderful identity
你们知道是什么吗
Do you know what that is?
我们有一个身份
We have an identity
在天上的国民
We're citizens of the heavenly kingdom
我们只不过来地上旅行一下
We just We only come to earth as a traveler.
我们的耶稣如果他在天上把房间预备好了，他就要来接我。
When Jesus finished preparing for our places, he will come back.
就好像刚刚那个盖的那个小孩子在那边盖的那个房子，房子盖好了，他就要来接我们。
Just like the video we just saw, after they finish building the house, he will come back for us.
他来接我们的时候，这个地上所有的一切都要改变。
When he comes, everything in this world will change.
所有我们看得见的物质的东西，通通都要毁灭。
Everything that we can see, all the material things will be destroyed.
如果你跟我只相信物质的东西
If you and I only believe in material world
这个我们要问问自己
Let me ask about
你是不是相信只相信物质的东西
Do you only believe in the material things, the material world
如果我只相信物质的东西一个地震就把我们所有的依靠统统都摧毁
If we only trust in the material world and one earthquake can take it all away
耶稣今天他在坟墓里面他没有等着变成一堆的炭火那个炭粉
That day Jesus did not remain in the tomb to wait for his body to become ashes
他从死里复活
He raised from the dead
向他所爱的来显现
And he appeared to those he loved
他升天
And he ascended into heaven.
为我们预备住处
And he's there preparing places for us.
不久以后还要再来接我们去
Soon he will come back for us.
有一对年轻的夫妇他们才刚结婚
We had a young couple who just got married.
前一阵子日本发生这么大的地震
And then, recently there was a great earthquake.In Japan.
然后很多的人都警告说我们在湾区不久之后要 发生一个超级大地震
And many people warned us that in California we will have a great earthquake soon
如果你是他们 你们在家里会讨论什么事
So if you were the young couple what would you discuss at home?
会讨论什么事
What would you discuss at home?
他们讨论说地震如果发生的话，那你跟我都在上班，我们要怎么见面呢
？So they might discuss when earthquake happens, how are we gonna meet if we are both at work.
你们有没有在家讨论过
？Have you discussed this at home?
有，你知道他们的答案是什么
？You know, what's their answer?
他们告诉我说，他们就说通通都来教会。
And then they said they will all come to church.
因为电话可能也不通了。
Because at that time, none of the phone might work. Maybe phones won't work.
教会是神的家
And the church is God's house.
也是我们的家
And it's also our home.
是我们在地上属灵的家
It's our spiritual home on earth.
我们在天上还有一个永恒的家
But in heaven we have an eternal home.
家的意思就是它给我们安全感是不是
Home is a place where it will give us security.
你们有没有这样觉得小孩子哭的时候他第一个想干嘛
When the kids cry, what do they want to do the first?
Eat 啊！哇 ，Peter， 哇，不得了！这个你去哪里 eat？ 你去哪里吃？Jonah， 你在外头跌倒了，骑脚踏车跌倒了，你最想去哪里？或者有同学欺负你了，你最想怎么样？是不是想回家？不想回家、啊，糟糕！我问错人了。杨俊，你要好好检讨一下，你儿子为什么不想回家？我们害怕的时候，我们就想回家，对不对
？Whenever we are afraid, we want to go home.
天气很冷的时候，哎呀，肚子饿的时候，我们就想回家。
Whenever we're cold, we're hungry, we want to go home.
哎呀，我们很孤单的时候，我们想回家。
We were lonely, we want to go home.
家就是给我们有安全感的地方。
Home is the place where we get sense of security.
家是让我们里面觉得可以休息、可以舒服的地方。
And home is a place where we can rest and relax.
盼望呢？我们不仅在地上是神的家，是我们的家。
I hope that not only on earth we have a spiritual home.
我们在天上还有父的家。
But in heaven we have Father's house.
我们的神对我来说，我觉得最好、最甜蜜、最亲切的名字就是天父。
The most dear name of God to me is Heavenly Father.
也很盼望当有一天大地震或是主要来接我们的时候我们全部都在教会里面
I hope that one day when the great earthquake happens or when the Lord is returning, that we will all be at church.
而我们正在唱诗赞美他。
And then we will be singing him and to worship him.
说不定就发生在今天。
Maybe it will happen today.
我们一起来唱诗歌150首。
Let's sing on hymn 150.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
这首诗歌每一节的歌词它都开始在我知道。
Every stanza of this song started with I know.
英文的副歌非常好。
And yet the refrain in English is particularly wonderful.
他重复两次，他说 I know, I know.
And then the author repeats it twice. I know, I know.
我知道什么呢？
What do I know?
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing the song together.
我知道我救赎主活着，他必在你必尊重，我知他赐下永远生命，恩典全能在他手中。我是知道，我救主活着，他必在里全地尊重。我深知道，他赐下永生。
身份
，As I mentioned, that Christians have an identity,
就是天上的国民
，that is citizens of heavenly kingdom.
你知道这个天上的国民，这个 citizenship, 这个公民权
，you know about this heavenly citizenship
是需要投资移民的
，that you need to put investment.
现在很多人很流行投资移民，对不对
？Nowadays people immigrate to America as an investor.
要到去加拿大，要到澳洲，要到美国。你需要投资移民
And they immigrate to Canada, to US or to Australia as an investor.
你需要投资，你需要把你要信得过那个投资公司，你才愿意把你的财宝给他。
If you make an investment, you have to trust the investment company, then you can give them your money.
那今天你若想成为天上的国民
，Today if you want to become a citizen of heavenly kingdom,
你也需要有信心
Then you need also faith.
信什么呢
What do you trust in?
你才要愿意才把你自己的生命把你的财宝认为你最珍贵的你愿意投资在他的身上
Then you can invest your life and what's most precious to you
我有时候有一点 wonder 有一点稀奇就是对我们那个看不见的人一定会死人我们都有信心把我们的积蓄通通都给他
Sometimes I wonder why we have such faith that we are willing to investOur money, our savings, to a person.
然后我们觉得会得到好的结果。
And we think we can get some returns.
而今天，我们如果愿意相信那个从死里复活的耶稣
，But today, if we're willing to believe in Jesus who raised from the dead,
把你的生命投资给他
，then invest your life in Him.
走他告诉我们所要走的路
，and walk on the way that he would instruct us.
得着这个天上国民的身份
，and receive this heavenly citizenship.
也让他能够在天上为你预备一个地方
，so that he too can prepare a place for you in heaven.
所以有一天，当我们的肉身死掉了，我们那个不死的灵魂有一个去处
，so that one day after our physical body died, our living soul will have a place to go.
而且那个去处你不会害怕。
And that place you will not be afraid of.
所以当我们再来唱第一节、第二节的时候，我盼望如果你真的相信，你才站起来唱。
So today, let's sing stanzas 1 and 2. And if you really believe, I pray that you will stand up and sing.
当我们唱的时候，我这个问题是为着我们在座所有的。
Actually, my question is to everyone here.
包括你已经做基督徒做了很久
including those who have been Christians for a long time.
你要真的相信，而且你说 I know, 我知道
So, you really have to believe and say I know.
所以你才站起来唱
Then you stand up and sing.
所以我并没有期待所有的人哗一下全部人都站起来
So I really do not expect everyone to stand up all at once.
你真有把握，你站起来。
Only stand up if you have the assurance.
对于那个一些从前没有这个把握， 没有相信的，但是你今天你愿意来相信。
But to all of you who have never heard of this, if today you have the faith and assurance,
希望你也能够在唱歌的时候你也站起来唱。
I hope that you too can stand up and sing with us.
我们一起来唱第一节。
Let's sing stanza one.
在全地有很多的人在那里庆祝复活节。
Lord, today there are many people celebrating Easter.
有许多人把他们当作把今天当作是一个宗教的节日。
Many people consider it as a religious holiday.
他们有很多的活动。
There are many activities.
甚至外邦人他们也借着各种的活动在这里庆祝这个 holiday.
Even unbelievers, they are celebrating this holiday as well.
但是主耶稣啊，今天我们在这里要对你说。
Yeah, Lord Jesus, today we are saying this to you.
我们相信你从死里复活。
We believe that you raised from the dead.
我们也相信你现在正在天父的家中为我们预备地方。
We also believe that you are preparing for a place for us in heaven.
有一天你要照着你所应许的，一定要回来接我们。
One day, just as you promised, you will come for us.
因为你说你在哪里。叫我们也在哪里
Because you say wherever you are, we will there be also.
因为今天早晨我们这样子站起来，有这样子的一个相信，一个宣告。
As today, when we stand up to proclaim our faith,
能够在那个看得见和看不见的境界为你做见证。
That we witness for you in the visible and invisible realms.
为我们所信的耶稣从死里复活，我们做见证。
That we testify for Jesus Christ who raised from the dead.
为着我们里面的盼望和把握，我们来做见证。
That we testify for our assurance and confidence.
我们知道有一天我们要到天父的家中去。
We know that one day we will go to our Father's house in heaven.
主耶稣，我们也把今天第一次愿意来相信你的，我们也把它交在你的手中。
We also commit those who trusted in you, believe you for the first time.
你来坚固他们的信心。
We pray that you will strengthen their faith.
让他们能够除去所有的害怕。
That all their fears will be removed.
他们的忧愁也要因着你向他们显现而成为喜乐。
And then, because you appear to them, their worries will turn into joy.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你继续的祝福我们。
Continue to bless us.
这样子的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们请已经信耶稣，在今天以前已经信受浸归入主名下的，请你坐下。我们请刚刚第一次站起来说我相信耶稣从死里复活的，我们先请他们站起来，有没有？
If、
全部都坐下来了。啊，那我们也把今天我们下午呢有14位的弟兄姐妹，他们要受浸。
This afternoon, 14 brothers and sisters will get baptized.
我们请他们站起来一下，好不好
？Can we invite them to stand up?
在这有意义的日子，受浸归入主的名下，这都是见证。啊，感谢主，感谢主啊！请坐
，Please be seated.
啊，我们接下来我们要有两个短片。
Now we're going to show two short video clips.
啊，这两个短片呢都是跟复活节有关。
They're all related to the Easter.
都非常的短。
And they're all very short.
所以大概两个加起来不到5分钟。
So all together about 5 minutes.
那如果你需要去上洗手间
，And if you need to go to the bathroom,
你就安安静静的快去快回。
Please go and come back quickly.
我们接下来还有一个非常喜乐、非常欢欣啊、非常这个。吸引人的有一段我们要一个感恩献堂的周年的感恩聚会。
And because the second session will be a commemoration of our
anniversary. 所以在这15分钟的时间，你很安静的去上个厕所，然后马上回来，我们看这个短片。